They heard God's voice, but now we got a witness on the inside. Not only do we have a witness on the inside, but Christ has come on the inside. Christ in you. Christ in me. Christ in us. Is God on the inside of you? God was in heaven. God would come down. That's what it said. In Genesis, he would come down and talk to Adam. God now has come on the inside of man. And this mystery is Christ in you. And what did that mean, Christ in you? That means whatever Christ, whoever Christ is, whatever he can do, and he is in you. And Christ is called the Anointed One. And the Anointed One is called God. So you can say God is on the inside of me now. And there have been no other generation, not generation, no other dispensation that any man had God inside of him except this one. This is the only dispensation that man said, God is in me. They, in the other one, they heard God, boy. They heard him and they will see him. He will speak to them. But now he lives in us. He don't have to come. Are you here? He does not have to come down to me. He lives in me. How did he live? All of his power, all of his wisdom, all of his ability, all that he is, I have now become an heir. I have access to this. But if I don't put this word in my spirit to build my spirit, to walk in this kind of revelation, to walk in this kind of light, to walk in this kind of ability, it's just like a brand new car, no gas. Engine turns over fine, but it won't fire. The times of the fool, when God is going to get, this is where he's going to bring everything together. Everything. And that's why that's why you see all the stuff they're trying to divide the church. They try to do it with color. They try to do it with sex. You know, a woman can't preach, and they get a piece of wood like this, and this wood is more holy than the woman. All this kind of dumb stuff. Come on. They try to do it with color. You know, because you're a certain color, you got to go to a certain church. Because, and the Jews, God has to straighten Pete out. Peter wasn't going to Cornelius' house, but he knew I'm going to have to show this boy. Because he said, God has showed me. Come on now. Didn't he say it? Because in this dispensation, God is bringing all things together. Hallelujah. What did all think? That you in this generation, this dispensation rather, you in this dispensation may become the master that you are, that you walk in the authority that God have granted you over every work of darkness. Yes, we are challenged. Paul was even beaten. Paul was stoned. Paul was left for dead, but none of those things stopped him. Why couldn't they stop him? Because he knew who was on the inside. Amen. and what he has been given, the grace that has been granted him, and the God ability of that was on the inside of him. And he will speak up and speak out, and power will leave his mouth, and the power of God will deliver him out. And when death tried to come in by somebody stoning him and somebody beating him, death couldn't come because the greater one was on the inside of the man. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Even he gotten bit by a snake and the man supposed to die, and I hear people preach it and they get all caught up on, he shook him off. But the thing about it, if he hadn't had God on the inside, even though he shook him off, he would have died anyway because a snake had bitten him. But I'm telling you, you need to know that somebody is on the inside of you that can't stop you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do we get this? How did this happen? You have to put the word. And Jesus said, my word are spirit and they are life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, boy. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Verse 11. Through union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. God have inherited us. Through our union with Christ, we have been claimed by God. God called us his sons and daughters. Excuse me. I believe that's the exact scripture that she just read in the words of encouragement. You shall be called what? My sons and daughters. Huh? God had claimed us. Now, how can you be a son or daughter of somebody and not be like them? What would stop you from being like them? If I eat the same food that you eat, I should grow like you. Because you know I'm growing out now, not too much. Let me change that. But if we are partakers, listen, if we are partakers of the same life that he is, what's stopping us from being like him? What will hinder us from doing what he did? Let me just give you a little taste. See, my time is out. It's 12 straight up. Sometimes I want to catch that clock and just hold it in one place. But you got to hear this one right here. But watch this. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 7. We got to do this save time. Listen to this. This is in the Amplified. Listen to what it said. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery. What mystery? Christ in you. This wisdom that is God. It comes in a mystery. The wisdom once hidden from man, but now revealed to us by God.